This goes to Dr. Kozlovsky, Kozlovski, fax 989-463-1534. Regarding Georgia, Travis, T-R-A-V-I-S, date of birth June 28th of 1935. Dear Dr. Kozlovsky, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Ms. Travis with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. Her last visit was September 13th of 2022. Since her last visit, her weight is down 25 pounds over 6 months. She has been feeling well. She does still get her labs drawn in the home and previously was getting home physical and occupational therapy, but she has been discharged from that service currently. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. She has dyspnea intermittently, on exertion, occasionally at rest, and she does use oxygen usually at night. No cloudiness or blood in the urine. No current edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. Her Januvia has been stopped as well as Flomax since her last visit. And she uses Tramadol 50 milligram every 6 hours as needed, but not usually four times a day. That is for joint pain. I also want to highlight Losartan 100 milligram daily, Bumex 2 milligram daily, Rocaltrol 0.25 microgram once daily for secondary hyperparathyroidism. Physical exam, her weight is 199 pounds, pulse 62, and blood pressure 166 over 70. Labs, most recent lab studies were done March 10th of 2023. Creatinine is 1.6 with estimated GFR of 31. That's slightly improved. Albumin 3.7. Calcium is 9.3. Sodium is 139. Potassium 4.3. Carbon dioxide is elevated at 37. Phosphorus is 3.7. Intake parathyroid hormone is improved at 95.4. When she was started on Rocaltrol, it was greater than 200. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with improved creatinine levels. No progression. 2, secondary hyperparathyroidism, stable on treatment. 3, metabolic alkalosis, secondary to diuretic use, most likely. 4, congestive heart failure without decompensation. The patient will continue to have monthly lab studies done. She should follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.